All right, we are holding on Daf Vav Amud Beis. Today we're learning Daf Vav Amud Beis. We are at Ibayilahu, toward the top of the page, on the first words on line are Ibayilahu. So the Gemara is going to discuss what happens if you did do business with the Ovid Chavim prior to his Yom Ayid. So Ibayilahu, Nasa V'Nasan Mai. What's the din if you violated the Halacha and you did business with the Ovid Chavim prior to his holiday? So Biyachnamar Nasa V'Nasan Aser, you're not allowed to get Hana'a from whatever you gained from that business transaction. Reish Lakish Amar Nasav Nasav Mutav. Reish Lakish disagrees and he says you are allowed to get hana from it. Say Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan challenges Reish Lakish. You hold its mutter. Idei and Shalom Chav Nasav Nasan Asurin. It says in the Brisa that whatever business you did with them is also bana. My love lefnei idehen. Doesn't that imply that even if the business was not done on the holiday itself, but even in the 3 days in advance of the holiday, it's still usher to get hana? Lo, so Reish Lakish would respond, no, it doesn't mean 3 days in advance, idei and dafka. It means whatever transaction you make with them on the holiday, you're not allowed to get hana from. But whatever was done before the holiday is perfectly fine. Ikadamri, others have the conversation in the reverse, that Eser Rav Shimon Lachish Rabbi Yochanan was Reish Lakish who challenges Rabbi Yochanan. You tell me that it's asabana, but it says in the Braisa, idei and shalav dikhab nasam nasam nasir, that the business transactions you make with them on their holiday, you're not allowed to get hana from. It sounds like idei and in lefnei day and lo, only if it's on their holiday, not if it's before their holiday. So Tana idi v'idi idehen karile. No, the Tana calls both the 3 days in advance and the holiday itself. It calls it idehen, so that's not a raya at all. Tani kavasid Reish Lakish. Gemara says, okay, we have a brisa that supports Reish Lakish, a second raya to Reish Lakish. Kisha amru asu lasis lasis imahem lo asu ala b'davar amiskayim. That when we say you're not allowed to do business with them, it's only something that's going to last until the Yom Ayid, because the guy will then be modded the Avodah Zara on the Yom Ayid. Avodah B'davar Shein HaMiskayim, but if what you're giving him is something that's, you know, vegetables, something that could spoil and rot quickly, and is not going to last to the Yom Ayid, well, then there's no issue of doing the business with him, because there's no concern that he's going to be modded to the Avodah Zara if he doesn't even have it anymore. V'afilu B'davar HaMiskayim Nasam Nasam Mutter. Ooh, but then the Braisa says, and even if it is a Davar HaMiskayim, if it is the more problematic type of item, but once you already did the business, you already did business with him, it's mutter. There's not going to be a problem. So you see, mefurish like Reish Lakish. So Gemara brings another raya about something that's eno miskayim, or another brisa about something that's not going to last. Tani Rav Zvid b'dvei Rabbi Yoshaya. Davar shein miskayim mochrin lahem, aval ein lokhin mehem. You're allowed to sell to them something that's in a miskayim, but you're not allowed to buy from them something that's not going to last, because he's very eager to get rid of that which will ultimately spoil and he won't get anything for. So he's very happy to get rid of it now. So the Gemara says that, you know, aside from the issue of doing business with them, there's an issue even of accepting a gift from them. There was a min who sent a new dinar to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya typically is not a reference to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the redactor of the Mishnayos. It's the grandson. It's his grandson who was also a Nasi, but in order to distinguish from grandfather to grandson, we don't call him Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, we call him Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya. So anyway, this guy gave him this gift biomedo on his holiday. Havias Reish Lakish Kamei. Reish Lakish was sitting in front of Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya at that time. Amar Hechi Avid. So he said, what am I supposed to do? Eshkaleh, should I take it from him? Azil Moda. He'll go and he'll be moded to the Avodah Zarah. Lo Eshkaleh, should I not take it from him? Havile Eva. That will cause some sort of animosity between me and the Min, and that could be very bad for us. So Amar Reish Lakish Tol Uzroko Sola Bar Befana. Take it and just throw it into a bar in front of his face. Amar Kolshkein Davi Leiva. He said, well, that would be really bad. That would create tremendous animosity. I'm not saying that you should do it in a way that makes it obvious that you're throwing it away, but make it look like an accident, that you accidentally dropped into this bar. And this way he won't have the satisfaction of knowing that he provided you with something of value, because it will be gone. And at the same time, it won't be Eva, because you will not have openly rejected it, you will have accepted it from him. Now, main point over here, the Gemara raises the issue, the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether you're allowed to get Hana'a from that which you benefit from a transaction in the 3 days prior to the Yom Ayid. And the Braisa seems to support Reish Lakish that it's in fact mutter. Now, the Mishnah also said, Lahash'ilon v'lish'ol mehen. In 3 days in advance, you're not allowed to lend to them or borrow from them items. Bishlam lahash'ilon dekamaravichlu. I understand why you're not allowed to lend to them, because you're giving them use of something that will benefit them. Avalish'ol mehen me'utikamaydlu. What would be the problem with borrowing something from them? You're just taking things away from them. Amar bai gzeru lish'ol mehen. It's a gzera. Really, it should have been mutter to borrow from them. The chamed gzera. Don't borrow from them so that you don't come to lend to them. Because the guy will say, oh, just like I lent you something, you should lend me something as well. Rava amar kula mishum da azulamodahu. No, it's all about being azulamodah. When it's aser to borrow from them, the reason that it's aser is because the guy is going to go to his avodasara and he's going to express gratitude that the Jew needs him, that the Jew requires his assistance. So main point number two over here, you're not allowed to borrow, you're not allowed to lend or even borrow from them, either because of a gezeira or because azalamoda. He's going to be grateful that you needed him. Then we said the halvosam vilulvos mehen. You're not allowed to lend money to them or borrow money from them. So once again, bishlam al halvosam mishum tekom ravachlu. I understand why you can't lend money to them, because you're giving them more money. Alulvos mehen amai. But why can't you borrow money from them? Why would that be aser? So once again, machlokas abai and rava. Amar abai gzer alulvos mehen atul halvosam. Same idea, that it's going to be a reciprocal relationship. So we make a gzera that if you borrow from them, ultimately you'll lend to them. Rava amar kulam mishum. And Rava similarly says, like he said before, that he's going to be grateful that you needed his money. Then the Mishnah said, "Leporan v'lefroa mehen," not to pay them or get paid back from them. Well, Bishlam leporan, I understand why you can't pay them back. Mishum dekam ravachlu, because you're giving them extra money right around the time their holidays. El lefroa mehen, but to get paid back from them, muti mimaitlu. Taking away their money, meaning they're going to have less with which to be molded to the avodah zarah. So Amar Abaye gzeira l'fro man atu l'parun. Abaye again, true to form, says it's all a gzeira. Rava Amar and Rava, true to form, says kula mishum dazul modahu, that it's all because of azul moda, that he's going to be grateful that you needed him, that you required him. Says Gemara Tzrichi, and I need to be told all the Mishnah had to teach me all three of these isurim of being borrowing items from them, borrowing money from them, getting paid back from them. Why? If it only would have said the yisur to do business with them, mishum tekom ravachlu v'azal moda, I would say, yeah, that's where he's ultimately benefiting from the deal, and he'll go and be moda to the avodah zarah. Aval lishol mehen, but to borrow from them, where their money is going to be lessened, shapir dami, I would think that would be mutter. V'itana lishol mehen, if it only would have said lishol mehen, mishum tekhashiv alei milsa, because that's a very important thing in the eyes of the guy, that a Jew needs to borrow an item from him, kalim from him, vazul moda, so that's worthy in his mind of going and being moda to the avodah zarah. Avililvos mehen sara islay, but to borrow money from them, that causes the guy a certain amount of tsar, because Amar tivlo hadrizuze, because he doesn't know. Whenever you lend money to somebody, you don't know for sure that you're going to get that money back. V'itana lilvos mehen, if it would have only told me to borrow money from them, is asa mishum dekamar bal karche miparana, because the guy is going to think in his mind, I could force him to pay me back, hashta mi'a asa l'moda, and therefore I can be moda to the fact, I can go be moda to the avodah zarah, that he needed my money. Avali part of my hand, but to get paid back from them on a previous loan, desulo hadrizuzi, where that money's never coming back, ematzari islev lazul moda, I might say that causes tsar, and he's not going to be azul moda. Tzricha, that's why the Tana has to say the iser in all of these different ways in the Mishnah. Okay, next, the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, nifra'in mehen. Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to get paid back from them, because that's not going to give him a geshmak. He's going to be upset. He's going to be saddened by the fact that he had to pay you back. Nifra'in mehen, it's going to, because he'll be saddened by the fact. And the Chacham said, right, and the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, he's not going to be saddened by the fact, maybe momentarily he will be, but ultimately a weight is going to be lifted off of his shoulders, and he's going to be grateful that he was able to relieve himself of that debt. So what? Does Rabbi Yehuda not hold of that svara, that even though sometimes something is upsetting in the short run, in the long run it's going to be a cause of simcha? Vatanya, but the Bryce says, Rabbi Yehuda, Isha lo tosud, b'moed m'neshin nivulhula, a woman is not allowed to put some type of mud on her face, because it will make her look more ugly, it's going to cause a greater tsar, and even though when she takes it off, when she removes that mud, she's going to have smoother skin, and she's going to have rosier cheeks, nevertheless, it's usher, because that hana is only going to come after yantif. On the yantif, it's going to be problematic. Umoda Rabbi Yehuda besid sheichol lekaplo b'moed she tofalto b'moed. But Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if it's a kind of seed that you could remove from the face on yantif, that she's allowed to put on herself on yantif, because afal pi shemitzir achshav smechi lacharzman. Even though at the moment she's putting it on, it may be a pain for her, but on yantif itself, she's going to enjoy it. She's going to enjoy the benefit of it. So don't you see that Rabbi Yehuda himself holds of this notion of afal pi shemitzir achshav smechi lacharzman? So Gemara has a couple of answers. Answer number one: Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak. When we talk about the issue of doing malacha on Chol HaMoed, every malacha involves some tircha, some nuisance, some bother, and you still do it because in the long term it's productive. So obviously when it comes to Hilchos Moed, we're going to have to answer things based on their long-term effects. But that doesn't necessarily mean in other areas of halacha, like in Avodah Zarah, that we're going to look at the long-term effects. Ravina Amar, Ovid Chavim Linyan Piron, Li'ala Meitzah. Ravina says, no, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is no long-term weight lifted off of the shoulders of the Ovid Chavim when he pays a chov back to a Jew. He's always going to be thinking in the back of his mind, why did I have to pay this chov back? I should have been able to get away with it. So it's not going to be a weight lifted off of his shoulders. So the main point over here, the Gemara raises a question, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda accept the svara that it's going to be a long-term benefit to the guy to pay you back and relieve himself of debt? So either that svara only applies to Hilchos Chol HaMoed, or we don't believe he's ever going to feel a benefit from that because he thinks he could have gotten away with it. Now, the Mishnah had said, Shita L'Cham, that you're not allowed to get paid back from a guy before the Yom Ayid, and Rabbi Yehuda allowed you to get paid back before the Yom Ayid. So the Gemara brings a Braisa, where we quote the Shita of Rabbi Shub ben Karcha, who holds that you're not allowed to get paid back before the Yom Ayid, but he distinguishes different types of halvaos. So says the Gemara, Masnis in our Mishnah, which means at least the Shita of the Chachamim in our Mishnah, that you're not allowed to get paid back before the Yom Ayid, and the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, that you are allowed to get paid back before the Yom Ayid, both Shitas are delok Rabbi Shub ben Karcha. They're against the Shita of Rabbi Shub ben Karcha. Titania, because we have a Brisa, Rabbi Shub ben Karcha Omer, Malva Bishtar, a loan that's written in that you wrote a shtar on, Ein Nifran Mehen, that you're not allowed to get paid back from them. Malva Alpeh, Nifran Mehen, Neshu Kamatzom Yadam. But if it's a Milva Alpeh, if it was just a verbal loan, then you're allowed to get paid back from them, because otherwise you're never going to get your money back. So Yosef, Rav Yosef, Achorid, Rabbi Abba, Rav Yosef sat behind Rabbi Abba, Yosef, Rabbi Abba, Kamid, Rav Huna, Rabbi Abba sat in front of Rav Huna, Yosef, Kamar, Hilchsa, Rabbi Shub ben Karcha, Hilchsa, Rabbi Yehuda. We pass on like both Rabbi Shub ben Karcha and like Rabbi Yehuda. How so? Hilchsa, Rabbi Yeshua, we pass on Rabbi Shub ben Karcha, Hadiyamun. That's what we were just talking about, this distinction between Milval Peh and a mil b'shtar. And when we say Rabbi Yehuda, that we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, that's a different Rabbi Yehuda, it's not. We pass on like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah Maseches Baba Kama, that in Rosin Tzemer Letzaba, Letzboa Lo Adam, if you give wool to a dyer to dye it red, Utzvao Shachar, and he messes up, he dyes it black, Shachar Utzvao Adam, you give it to him to dye it black, and he dyes it red, Rabbi Meir Omer, Nosin Lo Demet Samaro, that the Tzaba owes you the value of your wool. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says that imish hashavach yeser al yitziyah, if the improvement to the garment is more money than the expense in the dyeing process, nosin los yitziyah, then he has to pay for the, then the customer only has to pay for the expenses. V'may yitziyah yiser al shavach, if the expenses are greater than the improvement, then nosin los shavach, he only has to pay for the shavach. It's a knas that we make on the dyer that the customer only has to pay for the lesser, for the lesser amount. Adrinu Rav Yosef Lape, Rav Yosef turned his face around. He said, Bishlam alach Rabbi Shimon Karcha Itzrich. I understand why you need to pass on like Rabbi Shimon Karcha, because Salka Daita Chamina Yachid Ram alach Krabim. Naturally, we would assume that when it's a Yachid against the Rabbin, we pass on like the Rabbin. So Kamash Mulan alach Kiyachid. That's why you need to tell me that we pass on like Rabbi Shimon Karcha, who distinguishes between a Milval Peh and a Milval Bishtar. Alach Rabbi Yuda Lamali, but why do you need to tell me that we pass on like Rabbi Yuda? Pshita, of course we pass on like Rabbi Yuda. Machlok Sarach Kachsta. Because after all, it's recorded as a machlokas, but then there's a stam mishnah afterwards, and the halacha is always hilchah stam. We pass on like the stam mishnah machlokas b'vavakama. The machlokas appears in the mishnah b'vavakama daf kuf, and stam bav metzia, and the stam appears afterwards in bav metzia d'tan. Kala mishana yado al tachton v'kol chozer bo yado al tachton. Anyone who doesn't do exactly what he was tasked to do is going to have the lower hand. Is going to not have the upper hand in the negotiations. So that's why it's obvious that we're going to pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. We shouldn't need to say we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda. So I realize we're right in the middle of a conversation over here, but we're going to stop here because the conversation continues pretty much on the whole Amud. But just to make a main point over here, there is a third shita about getting paid back from Ovdei Kochavim around the time of the Yom Ayid, and that is the shita of Rabbi Shimon Karcha, who distinguishes between a milva bishtar and a milva alpeh. So we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem will pick up with Verav Huna next time.